the coastal areas called crackers.
What would you say a working class white man would call the man that he works for? That's his.
It's still his boss, I think.
Would it be any different for a working class colored man?
Boss man.
What about any terms for a person who's from the country, comes into the city, might be made fun of because he's very conspicuous? You heard terms?
I think now the term that would be more widely used in this area would be he's real redneck.
Used to be clodhopper.
Clodhopper, country, he's just country. But everybody's seen Burt Reynolds movies now, and it's called rednecks.
You ever heard the term, he's old country Hoosier?
Of course, if he's a Hoosier, he would not be from this area.
I always think of a Hoosier as a northerner.
Right, Iowa.
Have you ever heard around here of the expression, he's old Podunk?
No.
Have you ever heard that at all, Podunk?
Yeah, I've heard Podunk, but it's usually and it's not in our area, but it's more, would it be with Polish Podunks?
Well, that was a digression. What about getting back to fruits and things? This fruit that's grown in Florida, Anita Brown advertises the juice.
Homosexual.
I let myself wide open for that.
No, those are oranges, citrus fruit.
And this expression, you would say, well, I had some oranges this morning, but now they're all
gone.
What about this red root vegetable? It has a sharp taste.
Radishes?
And this big red vegetable you grow on.
Tomatoes?
Is there a small variety about that size?
Sure, small. All of those little salad tomatoes.
I think we talked about this yesterday too. Different types of potatoes.
No.
Well, when he was at your office, not last night, but when he was at your office.
What about potatoes now?
Oh, what are different types?
Oh yeah. Well, basically, there's the straight potato or Irish potato, and then the sweet potatoes.
Red and white. Fire potatoes and the sweet potatoes.
Russets.
And you've never heard sweet potatoes or anything else?
Well, of course, yams, but
that's what men use because it shortens their
having to tie. But no, yam is an old southern terminology which was not used up in this area.
Except on menus. And that way they don't have to have candied sweet potatoes, I can say candied yams.
What about the vegetable that will make your eyes water when you peel it or cut it?
Onions.
Is there a type that has the stalk, you eat the stalk along with onion?
Well, any green onion, fresh spring onions.
So what about this, what sort of vegetables would you put in a vegetable soup?
Whatever type you